Welcome to VG Buzz, your daily source for gaming news, brought to you by Element FM. Get unlimited podcast hosting for just $5 a month at element.fm and amplify your voice. Now let's get to the news. Today, we lead with a major shakeup in the digital world as TechTarget and Informatech announce a merger of their digital businesses. This union forms a network of over 220 online platforms, supporting discovery for more than 10,000 unique topics. With over 50 million professionals empowered by this merger, the commitment to provide original, unbiased, and authoritative content is clear. One of the strongest impacts is on the gaming sector, where platforms like the GDC Vault will now expand their reach and resource pool. For those unfamiliar, the GDC Vault is a treasure trove housing industry talks and educational content from the world-renowned Game Developers Conference. As an extension of this commitment, the merger sets the stage for the upcoming GDC Festival of Gaming, scheduled for March 9th to 14th, 2026, in San Francisco, a flagship event for B2B professionals eager to innovate and collaborate. Beyond the professional sphere, the partnership is expected to create ripples in consumer tech, especially in the booming electronics space. Recent launches have spotlighted affordable yet powerful smartphones like the Galaxy A16, delivering 5G connectivity, a 6.7-inch AMOLED display, and a versatile triple-lens camera system. With a promise of 6 years of software updates, the Galaxy A16 marks a new era of longevity and user value for budget-conscious buyers. Shifting focus to gaming, the industry is bustling with new titles, significant sales, and exciting trends. One standout is Kirby Air Riders, which is reimagining the racing experience by letting players utilize enemy copy abilities as they speed through vibrant courses. Meanwhile, the critically acclaimed indie title Celeste has found special resonance with the trans community, and this year, the game was featured in celebrations honoring Trans Remembrance Day, reinforcing gaming's role in storytelling and inclusivity. Black Friday brought explosive deals to the table. Resident Evil saw deep discounts that sent shoppers scrambling, making it one of the hot ticket items of the season and amplifying the holiday excitement. Best Buy made headlines by dedicating a special category at the Game Awards to horror games, a nod to the genre's growing impact and player demand for psychological thrills and adrenaline-fueled experiences. For indie lovers, Neon Inferno is making waves by merging retro visuals with modern mechanics, giving nostalgic gamers an innovative twist on classic gameplay. Of course, hardware is never far behind. Cutting-edge releases like the Acer Predator, Helios Neo, and the Asus ROG Ally are poised to supercharge gaming sessions, especially amid a season flush with discounts. Big stories in narrative-driven titles are dominating the conversation as well, with upcoming releases such as The Berlin Apartment and Assassin's Creed. Shadows promising richer stories and deeper immersion, signaling an industry focus on robust storytelling. One much-anticipated release on the horizon is Resident Evil Requiem for the Nintendo Switch 2, featuring distinctive box art and a sparkling new Pro controller to match. Capcom's commitment to Nintendo's ecosystem is evident, and the release demonstrates how major franchises adapt to evolving gaming hardware, setting the tone for the next chapter of portable gaming. The industry is equally abuzz with developments in game mechanics and anniversaries. Slots and Daggers is a notable example, fusing card battle mechanics with roguelike progression in a fusion reminiscent of Slay the Spire, offering complex strategy and endless replay value. Developer Fat Shark is also celebrating 10 years of Warhammer Vermintide by releasing the Return to the Reich map for free, giving both diehard fans and newcomers a chance to revisit one of the series' most beloved settings. Narrative fans can look forward to Galaxy Princess Zarana, an evolution of Long Live the Queen's narrative tradition, packed with new strategic elements and branching choices that keep the action fresh during every playthrough. Meanwhile, The definitive edition of a classic RTS is shaking up the Steam achievement scene by rolling out an astonishing 109 new achievements, inviting both new players and veterans to return and compete for completionist glory. The consumer technology space isn't sitting still either. The Garmin Forerunner 265 is now available for just $299, integrating advanced fitness metrics at an affordable price and echoing the industry's move toward accessible, high-quality wearables. On the software front, Call of Duty Black Ops 7 started strong but has hit a surprising sales dip, opening the floor for analysts and industry experts to weigh in on the shifting sands of franchise fatigue and consumer expectations. Foldable phone fans are also getting something to cheer about. Samsung's flagship Galaxy Z Fold 7, now on the market for $1,199, is shaping the future of mobile devices by pushing boundaries in versatility and design. The Roborock Saros 10R has matched this momentum in the home tech segment, offering powerful cleaning technology at $909. A reminder that the smart home revolution is very much in full swing. Even smaller purchases have gaming appeal. Recent price drops on the Shox OpenFit 2 headphones and the Logitech G305 gaming mouse have become a win-win for both dedicated gamers and music enthusiasts seeking performance on a budget. Looking toward key upcoming releases, Amazon has announced a 15.6-inch monitor set at just $55, potentially lowering the barrier to immersive gaming and productivity setups for players everywhere. Fallout 4 is set to receive substantial updates, extending its lifespan in the post-apocalyptic RPG space, while Shadowverse, Worlds Beyond, looks to strengthen card battler communities with expanded content and new tournaments. Old-school RPG fans should mark January 23, 2026, on their calendars for the release of Escape from Ever After, which aims to recapture the magic of classic exploration and party-based strategy. Community engagement continues to be a driving force within the industry, as seen with Destiny 2's Call to Arms event, which prompted mixed feedback from players expressing strong opinions on event pacing, rewards, and gameplay direction. Bungie and other developers are now being urged to fine-tune event designs based on community input, highlighting the importance of active dialogue and listening in creating truly engaging experiences. This brings us back to the broader impact of the TechTarget and Informa Tech collaboration, which promises to revolutionize information access, research capabilities, and tailored content delivery throughout the tech and gaming landscape. By combining resources and expertise, the new network will enable gamers, professionals, and tech enthusiasts to discover and act on insights more quickly, adapt to new trends, and navigate an ever-changing digital environment. The attention to both granular industry trends, like game mechanics, event structures, and player feedback, and major shifts in technology points to a future where every stakeholder can find their niche, voice, and community. What's particularly exciting is the prospect of more industry events like the GDC Festival of Gaming serving as launchpads for the next generation of ideas, partnerships, and transformative business models. These events not only showcase upcoming games and technology, but allow B2B professionals to forge lasting collaborations and further blur the lines between gaming, research, and consumer innovation. It's clear that the merging of TechTarget and Informa Tech is about much more than size or scale. It's a catalyst for a smarter, more interactive digital future that puts the user, creator, and player first. This approach couldn't come at a better time, as the gaming industry rapidly evolves in response to feedback and fresh ideas from its global community. As we watch titles like Space Engineers 2 receive ongoing support and new features inspired by player suggestions, it's evident how dynamic and responsive this new era of development and publishing is becoming. Wrapping up, the digital fusion of TechTarget and Informa Tech not only consolidates their leadership in the information sector, but also charts a course for future innovation in gaming and technology, with plenty of room for input, creativity, and discovery. Whether you're chasing deals, following the next big indie, or watching industry mergers reshape the world, it's an exciting time to be part of this space. Checkpoint cleared. Thanks, and catch us tomorrow in your favorite podcast app.